know that to be true, but, you know, they did not, they didn't wreck the houses, they didn't tear anything up.
I was doing an interview in Michigan once when I was up there, and I was talking to this lady who was from up north, and she was real suspicious of me, I could tell. And I went, I asked her if I could get a drink of water, because she hadn't offered me anything to drink, and I was getting thirsty. And she followed me in her kitchen, and when I finished, she says, I just have to apologize, because I was afraid that you were going to go in there and try to take the silver, the silverware, you know, because hillbillies will steal stuff. And I says, my family doesn't steal anything. I've never known them to steal anything. And I was telling people, it hurt my feelings, I was telling people back home about it later. And this one old man I know says, Lord, honey, she thought you was just coming to get the silverware back. Yes. She didn't want to give it back.
Yeah. Maya. I don't know if I'm piecing this story together or not, but the was a family who lived next door to my grandfather down here, and they news of Sherman's approach, they went up to their family cemetery and dug a grave, built a coffin, and put everything owned in that coffin, and had a simulated funeral.
Well, that is smart.
And buried it, yeah. And that's really kind of part of what they do at the Nature Center down here now. They've got a little walking trail, and it goes up to that. I've been told it goes up by that little family cemetery, and that's been part of the family history. One of the girls who married my grandfather's. Guy married my grandfather's sister.
Hmm. Yeah. Were there any ghost stories associated with that cemetery?
Not that I know of. Yeah.
I've heard Roswell has some good ghost stories.
Maybe so. I have always had maintained a good bit of. I'm a little spookish.
I don't want them to be coming in on this interview.
No, that wouldn't concern me. Joyce and I bought an old house down in South Georgia. It was built in 1840. And it's antebellum, or it's a mansion, what they consider a mansion. Six big fluted columns, Doric columns on the front.
Wow.
12-foot halls upstairs and down. And you got to have, I don't need it now, but when I first started staying down there, I really had to make up my mind that I was not going to be spooked. And was successful. One of my favorite ghost stories, involves my sister and her husband. He bought an old house that was built around the turn of the century in Grand Island, Florida, which is right next door to Eustis. It's just a it's a mailing address, but I don't know if it's. But anyway, he restored this old house, and it was German. It had been a fern farm where they raised ferns, and the Germans operated it. Germans owned it, built it. And so World War II, you know, they took all the Germans and they put them and locked them up because they didn't trust any Germans. He buys his old house and redoes it. Well, on the back of the house, their bedroom opened out onto, and they had like three bedrooms that opened out onto a southern porch-like thing. It was really what you and I would call a Florida room, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So right out this bedroom's on the end, and right outside the door is a swing, a common two-person chain hook swing. And so as he sits down on his bed going to bed one night, the swing starts swinging.